I'm Brian Turner with 88.1 MyFM News. Today, I'm very happy to be joined by Perth Deputy Mayor Ed McPherson. And you communicated to me before this session that this was one of the most interesting terms of council you've had the honor to sit on and to participate in. And you've been on council since?
30 years.
So for you to come up with that statement, that it has a lot of impact. So what is on Perth's council's plate right now? What's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you, Brian, it's like I said, I've been on 30 years, and I always think each term of council is kind of a difficult term to be on or interesting. And this one, I think, has beaten all the ones I've been on so far. And I think a lot of it comes with changes at the provincial government level, the economy. You know, we just got out of COVID there and had to start over with a lot of our programs and stuff. And now we're facing the Donald Trump issues, especially. And for the last couple of months, we've been sort of coming up with ideas about how we're going to address that at a small town level. But part of the issue is, I find this last 2 years, is there's a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about council and politicians and politics in general. And when I told people I was going to come on your show, a few of them said, you really need to tell them what you tell us. And so I thought, if you don't mind, I'll spend just a couple of minutes on some issues in the town of Perth that I keep getting phone calls and emails. They sort of lead the pack. And one is, a lot of people call me about the fairgrounds. Why doesn't Perth build houses on the fairgrounds? And I said, we don't own the fairgrounds. It's private property. The owners of the property are not interested in selling it or doing anything at the present time. So as much as I'd like to see more housing in Perth on the fairgrounds property, until the day comes that the owners there want to sell it or to whoever, it's not something the town can do. I can't take your private property from you. So that's one issue. The other issue is, planning in Ontario has changed so much in the last few years that if you ask any planner, they're probably pulling their hair out. I think at one point they said there was 52 changes just in a few months. And it seems like the government makes a change, sees how it's going to go, and then realizes, maybe we shouldn't have done that, and then changes it again. Probably the biggest change has been site plan agreements, which what that means is that the developers have to give us a plan of how their building is going to look or their property is going to look. That used to be open for public consultation, and the government took that away. And trying to explain that to people in town, that we don't have public meetings because the provincial government says you're not having public meetings anymore. We want the builders to be able to build quickly, causes us a fair bit of problems. So we've sort of decided as a town that we're probably going to have some public meetings anyway, and we try and reach out to people. And probably a big example lately is the Kaivan meeting we had publicly. And I mean, a lot of people are not happy with what's happening there, and I can't really talk about it because I've had a conflict of interest with it. But staff finally decided we have to have a public meeting to explain to people the processes of planning and what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, and try and explain to them that the council really is working hard on this issue and the staff are working hard. I think most people realize we're in mediation now under the provincial rules, and that'll probably end up leading to a full-blown Ontario Land Tribunal court case. And that's when the government body decides the future of what's going to happen at the golf course. So that's about all I can say on that. But we realized at the town hall that was a really good meeting we had. A lot of good positive response back from it. And as we move forward, we're probably going to do the same thing with other developments. We have a new development happening in Perth soon. It's called Perth Works, and it's over by the fairgrounds. And it's a piece of property. It's basically one of the few pieces of property the town actually owns in Perth. And working with the county, there's going to be a new affordable housing building there, a 15-unit rent geared income. So it's quite, you know, I understand the neighbors in the area are quite upset and quite concerned about having a big building in their backyard. But in reality, the Planning Act is what it is. And while housing is really not a responsibility of a small municipality, we do have to reach out and help those people who are less fortunate. So the county came to us and asked us if we had any land, and it was the only piece of property we had. And there's a local group called the CHIP Group that's really helping out with this project. So we basically donated the land for a dollar. And there's going to be a new building going up. Probably you're going to see construction probably in the next few weeks. It was a 6-month process that was done in 1 month by the town staff. That meant a lot of late night hours, a lot of overtime and stuff, but there was a pressure from the provincial government to get this approved, or they would lose a lot of money from the provincial government. So the town worked hard on that. And it's one of those issues, I said, some people are happy, some people aren't, but as an overall benefit to the town of Perth, we had to do something like that. So people need to understand that there's not a lot of public-owned land in the town of Perth itself. Probably the most land we own is at the industrial park, and we own a small section of land up behind Home Hardware, because we quite often get asked, why aren't we building more? Well, the golf course properties are private property. Perth Moor is private property. There's several private properties in Perth. There's been a lot of development coming to Perth, or who want to come to Perth, and they keep asking us, can we build? Can we build here? And our answer is, well, you come with your plans, and if they meet the Planning Act and the zoning bylaws and the official plan, we can't stop them anyway. It's private property. So it's interesting, in the last couple of years, but there's so much interest in moving to Perth. And then when we meet with these people and we talk to these people, we think they're coming, and then for some reason they don't come. And we really understand it's economics, especially in the last few years. So it's kind of interesting to me that the things that make the headlines in the media sometime, for example, the dog park and the grants to others program, caused a lot of upset, a lot of people in Perth to be upset. In our minds as council, they really weren't big issues. It was a matter of letting staff work through the process. But people get hooked on one part of the issue and passionate about it, and it causes problems. And I think sometimes council isn't very clear on exactly what's going on. For the grants to others, people should understand that before we can discuss something in public, it has to come to motion at the committee of the whole meeting, which is the business meeting of council. And that only comes with a councillor's name attached to it. It doesn't matter if the councillor agrees to it or not. It just means that the councillor's moving it onto the floor for discussion. Well, the Grants to Others program, we weren't cutting grants. But we have to investigate and look at all the money we spend every year. And that's just a way we do our business. But it took off on its own, and people were very upset with us. We just did it 6 months earlier, and we didn't cut any money. And 6 months later, we're reviewing it again because of the budget, and we didn't cut any money. And Perth actually gives more money away in grants than any municipality in the county. And even further to that, the county has a $100 million budget. We give more money away than the county does. So people have to understand we really do give a lot of money away based on the small tax base that we have. So we are trying as a council to help everybody out. But anyway, sometimes I think we don't explain ourselves that well. So it's but we're doing our best, I would say. So the responsibilities of council have really changed in the last couple of years. I think I talked to my son Brock, who was on the last term of council, and I tell him the things we're doing. He can't believe the changes, and they're not really evident in the public's eye. We do a lot of work behind closed doors and closed sessions because we're required to by law, and the public really doesn't hear about it. So I would say in this term, we've passed more legislation and more projects and plans in this 2 years than I probably did in the last 4 years of council. And it's unfortunate we can't say a lot of this stuff to people, because a lot of times people say, well, you guys aren't doing anything, but we really, really are busy. It's been a really good council this term. Everybody on council has taken on more responsibility than I've seen in past councils. Everybody's stepping up, and in the past, it used to be the mayor or the deputy mayor would go to certain public functions. Now all the members of council are saying, can I have a turn? Can I do this? And it's been great. Judy's been off a little bit with a couple of minor health issues, and we've all stepped up, and she's back full-time to work now. And Judy's a very quiet person, if you see her in public and so forth. But behind closed doors, she certainly has an iron will to get things done. And one of the things she really pushed hard on, we need to get our official plan update done. And it's sort of been languishing for the last 2 or 3 years because of staff changes and COVID, coming out of COVID. And I think we're going to get that done finally this year, which is great because it is the blueprint of where we want to move forward with the town. And when we have people coming to our town saying, we want to do something, we want to be able to hand them the major document to say, this is how we operate in the town of Perth. So sort of hats off to Judy on that one, because it last 4 or 5 years, it should have probably been, gotten finished, but now we're really going to work on it. Probably some big issues the public should know about is we have to have an asset management plan. It outlines the cost of replacing every single thing the town owns. And you set it over 5 and 10, 15, 20 years. I think in the next 10 or 15 years, we have a $50 million plan. We have to replace, water pipes, sewers, other things in town. And we have to do it. And that means tax increases. And I know people aren't happy about it, but the public has to realize a lot of these things are 100 years old. Or a lot of our, I'll take, for example, the pool and the arena, they were built in the 60s and 70s when the government would give you 9 cents on the dollar, 90 cents on every dollar to build something. Well, now there really isn't government money. And we've investigated our pool and arena. I think they're about 2035, the engineers saying they should be replaced. And we're looking like $50 million. Well, it's pretty hard to have a town of 6,500 people afford a $50 million recreation center when we already have $50 million of other work we have to do in the next 10 years. So, but we're not any different than any other municipality. The biggest problem facing all municipalities in Ontario and Canada is the infrastructure gap, that there just isn't that money anymore. And that's why you see everybody saying to the federal governments, you have to help us. And the federal governments and the provincial governments have the deep pockets. We don't have deep pockets. So we're hoping, we're actually going to have a issue a request for proposals for a recreation facility study coming up in the next, I think it'll probably come to council in the next month or so. And us and the townships are paying for this. And what we're trying to figure out is, where should the next facilities go? Now, I have my view on what should happen and how it should happen based on what I've heard other communities doing. Smith Falls just finished theirs. Theirs was... I think they're looking at a new youth arena and other things they want to build. We're sort of in conversation with them about how to move forward. I do honestly feel that a small town like Perth can't do this on their own in the future. We don't have the money. I think the time has come that perhaps we need to work on an economic partnership with our township neighbors, same as we do with our library. We don't own the library. It's owned with all of us, our partners. And recently I was in Toronto meeting an economic minister, asking for more money for Perth. And they made it quite clear to us that unless you partner up with people, it's called the red grants. Unless you partner up with your neighbors, you're probably not going to get money from the government. So Kathy McNally, our director of community services, is with us. She did the presentation to the ministry, and they were quite blunt and quite clear with us that it's happening all over Ontario. Even the large cities between Toronto and Hamilton are linking up together to say to the government, we're one team now. You need to help this region. So I know locally there. I'm not sure how much information the local townships have heard about these programs, but it's quite clear to me, the guy, when the minister said to us, either team up or don't be asking us for help. So it's something that I'd like to work on in the time I have left in this term of council, is to try and convince the townships that maybe the time is to form one single group. And I don't think the town of Perth can be the group that builds everything and then just rents out the space anymore. But again, we're open for discussions on things like that. So we're all facing the Trump, what's going to happen next. And we just hit the tariff thing. So our group in town, we've been trying to look about how are we going to support our businesses, all types of businesses, and the public. And Kathy McNally, if you don't know Kathy, she's fantastic. Her and her team, I think we have the best economic team we've ever had in my time on council, between economic and social media and all the work they're doing behind the scenes. And again, recently we've had some more complaints about what we do. We talk about buy Canadian, don't buy American. You know, a couple of people raise the issue about, well, why are you using American companies? Well, I asked the people, are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? And they said, well, yeah. And I said, well, those are American companies. So if you can find me another company that'll work for us, we're happy to do it. But we're not living in the 60s anymore. We have to do what we have to do. And it's vitally important to Perth that we have a large reach, because a lot of our money comes from tourism. And, you know, the Festival of Maples is coming up in the end of April. And I was just at a meeting yesterday, and they have 149 vendors coming. I think it was the largest they've ever had. And I think this is the 49th year of the festival. So the festival people are very thrilled. And, you know, we work with them on that. The Stewart Park Festival is in the planning phases, and the town works with them with that. So tourism is a huge thing. And when people sort of criticize us about don't use social media, well, you have to use social media or you're not going to be successful. We're in a competition with a lot of people. But a few of the things I want to let you know that the town's working on is, we're going to have a community cleanup day on April 22nd on Earth Day. And we do this every year in the local schools, and the public will set up at Crystal Palace and go around and clean up our town. It's always been a great thing to do. We're doing more investing in our infrastructure projects. This year we're going to do Craig Street, which I know that's going to inconvenience a lot of people, but we're going from Tim Hortons to the bridge by Last Tool Park. It is a major project. It's almost $6 million. Now, interesting enough, people talk to me about why are things so expensive, and they say the CPI only went up 3%. Well, we live in the construction world CPI, which is like 17 or 18%. So all of us on council are shocked about how much things cost now compared to 4 or 5 years ago. But we have to do these things. And we may even begin the process now in the town of Perth of starting to borrow again to do big projects, because we just don't have the tax base to do it. And we don't want to raise taxes that much. We want to blend this over a 30 or 40 year period. Drew Farm, we are going to have the dog park there. Kathy has already gone out for RFPs to install the new fencing for the dog park. So we're very happy. That's a prime example of a local group of people that were interested in a project. And while there were some bumps in the road, hats off to the dog park people. They made this a reality, and it makes my job so much easier when you have all these people. But I've always said that Perth is a fantastic place to live because it's the people who live here, the people who put all the festivals, all the events, the service clubs. They make being on town council so easy. Like, we take credit for a lot of stuff, but we're really not doing some of it. So that's good. Development, as I said, the new building is going up on Cockburn and Arthur Street there by the fairgrounds. There's going to be a new co-op housing building going up on Wilson Street. We just got an email yesterday from the people behind that. They've got a large government grant. The building's zoned to go in, so they're still working with the town on all their plans. So probably another few months, you might see some work there, and that'll be a major change for people. And again, help people out who need housing. The planning 101 I talked about earlier was the, we're trying to explain better to the public why we do what we do and the rules that we have to follow. The kilt run's coming back. I've run the kilt run every time they have. I don't know if I can do it this year, but everybody's really thrilled about that. So those are some really good things, I think, coming this summer for the public. But the big thing we're really working on is on economic support for the businesses. And what we're doing is we're going to do a new marketing campaign to try and attract people to come to town. We do reach out to Instagram influencers and things like that. And we do different surveys of people come to Perth. And we're going to do our business retention program again. We're going to go online, have a business directory for all of our businesses. We're really going to ramp up that if someone wants to come to the town of Perth and they have a question, I want to bring my business here, or I want to move here, I want to know what's going on, what kind of business, you're going to be able to go to our website, and it's all going to be on there. We've really been trying to work hard on that the last couple of years, but the things we learned through COVID, and we're just trying to improve on everything we're doing. So, and I think there's not a lot of things we can do for the businesses because they are private businesses and we deal with public money. But we're going to do absolutely everything we can to help them out and try and make sure they stay successful because, as you know, none of us have any idea what's happening tomorrow. So anyway, those are some of the things that we're working on so far.
Well, I really appreciate the time you've given us today, Ed. That is a lot of information to disseminate, and we'll make sure we get it out to the listening public.
Great. Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate it.